Are you ready? It's time for On the Double with the Double S Express. Great sports talk and big time guests with Sean Wally and Sean Boyd. On the Double with the Double S Express.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally, normally joined by Sean Boyd, but very pleased to say filling in pinch hitting for Sean Boyd is none other than Proof in the Play. Proof, welcome to On the Double, my man.
What's going on the Double fans? I'm glad to pinch hit for everybody. I'm just trying to get on base. That's all I'm trying to do for y'all.
Whether you bunt, you walk, doesn't matter, hit by pitch, you'll take one for the team.
Yes, I'll take one for the team. Absolutely right, Sean. How you been?
Man, been busy, as you know, working sports and doing everything I can in and around the industry. And let's talk a little bit about those that may not know you, at least here on the Double. People know Proof in the Play. Don't get me wrong. People do know Proof. You and I met doing high school games on the NFHS network for ABC Jam Productions, Matthew Bissett and his crew. So we met there, you know, working high school events and a lot of high school sports, high school championship games. What else do you do, Proof?
I do youth sports as well, youth football, youth basketball. I'm just a sports junkie. I love giving exposure to the Northwest because I think it's one of the greatest sports places in the nation. That's just being biased because I'm from here.
So what have you taken away from the experience with ABC Jam Productions and Matt Bissett and his crew?
I just took away just so much more knowledge that I could be using, learning how to get information, learning how to use my voice a little bit better, being quick on my delivery, from you actually learning how to problem solve live on air, which is something that I need to work on as well. So I just, you know, you guys are just a band of friends that are really helping me out in this journey of being, you know, covering sports.
And it's been a lot of fun doing everything from football to basketball to, you know, I've even done some lacrosse games on ABC Jam. It's, you know, swimming too. There's always an opportunity and it's great.
Yes, man. And shout out to Matt Prissett again, man, and the ABC Jams production, just giving me an opportunity. I'm loving the opportunity. I'm just loving meeting new friends and all of that. Meeting you, Sean. I mean, the talker of all talkers. He has the perfect voice right now. I don't know if he's in pitch or not, but he has a perfect voice.
Goodness. Well, thank you for that. I don't know about perfect, but I definitely can speak and I try to every once in a while. But man, it's been a while since we've had this show live here on BBS Radio and it's good to be back. Sean Boyd always doing great things down in the 916. He worked the Raiders and Colts yesterday for the television networks there on Fox. Unfortunately for Raider Nation, the Colts got the better of the Raiders. All right, we may have lost Proof.
The game yesterday?
There you are, yeah. Or at least the score and the synopsis, the highlights that the Raiders were in it, you know, it was 28-28 last I saw.
Raiders are struggling right now. And I think that, in my point of view, I don't know what John Gruden's doing. A lot of people go, but I think he's a mastermind of his own kind. So I think he'll pick it up. He's knocking the dust off some of his coaching right now. You know, he hasn't been coaching for 10 years, so it's going to be, you know, to get back in the saddle, it's not going to be easy going.
Yeah, it's tough to know that a few years ago, the Raiders were 12-4 and in the playoffs for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
And now they're taking a few hits, and it's not going that well in Raider Nation right now. But as Mr. Boyd likes to say, trust the process, and he has faith in the Raider regime right now.
Yes, I think that, you know, the Raider regime going to have to trust the process. It is going to be a process. You know, as John Gruden always would tell you, it's his way and he has his own way of thinking. So, you know, I think they're going to be okay as once they get over the hump a little bit and win a game or two, then people will stop so worry so much about the Raiders, but the Raiders are a great team. I think they're going to be all right as long as he gets his players, I guess. I mean, he has a lot of first round draft picks.
Our big time guest tonight will be none other than Terry Holloman, former University of Washington Husky, doing all kinds of great things in the Seattle area on TV and radio. So it'll be great to catch up with Terry in just about 10 minutes. Man, proof there is yet another championship for Boston, the Red Sox winning the World Series.
Hey, man, that's the organization of a lifetime, man. I think, you know, they're trying to fight for that number one spot. The greatest foot baseball team ever, huh? What do you think? I mean, man, they fighting with the Yankees. You think they can get there?
Man, proof. You know what I want to know? How come Boston gets all the titles? Is it because they have the Tea Party? I'm just wondering.
It has to be. It got to be that Great Wall they have. I don't know,
but
they you know, they wasn't the favorites coming in this season, were they?
They were one of them, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and in Houston. And it's funny how it worked out, L.A. and Boston. I mean, the Major League Baseball couldn't have asked for two bigger, better markets to be in the championship in the World Series other than maybe the Yankees. But, you know, they've all been there a lot. The Dodgers haven't been there in a minute, so it was good to see, but a nice East Coast, West Coast rivalry. How about that 18 inning game the other night?
Yeah. You know, I thought the man with the longest breath probably would have won. Okay. With the most stamina, 18 innings. How many pitchers were used? I think it was a lot of pitchers being used that game too. It was just an overall great game. You know, that's what you would want to expect from a World Series, man. Trying, giving your best effort out. And I think they gave the best effort out. Just Boston came out with the victory. And another championship for that wall of theirs.
Man, you've got them. You've got the Patriots. The Celtics had one a few years ago. The Boston Bruins recently. Boston's getting smiled on by the sports gods for sure.
I'm trying to tell you, can you spread it around a little bit, please?
No doubt. And of course, tonight, Monday Night Football, it's the Northeast Showdown. I don't think anybody cares except for the Northeast. The Bills hosting the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Josh Gordon started today, though. So I would want to see how Josh Gordon's going to really do. I really want to see, you know, how he's going to develop into that wide receiver because they need one. Can he be that guy? I got to see your stats right now.
And there were reports that Josh Gordon is already in the doghouse with head coach Bill Belichick, which is just crazy because Josh Gordon hasn't been there very long. He was traded from the Browns this season. And to already be on the outs up there with a guy that is proven, in, you know, the head coach Belichick and everything he does may not always rub players the right way, but the bottom line is it gets results.
And sometimes when you're coming in a situation you have been troubled before, you need to just steer the road, maybe do what they're asking you because they got the recipe for success. And maybe you could be that piece for them. But you know, the doghouse is something hard to get out of.
So speaking of football, do you have 1, 2, 3, or 0 fantasy football teams?
I have 2. I'm not going to lie to you. I got 2. I'm not winning. The second one, I'm third place. I'm striving. I'm trying to get one more, you know. They got the second one, though, when I'm in second place. They got so many defensive players. I mean, they got 6 defensive players. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
So have you won a little bit? You're just not on top of the league? Or
I'm not on top of the league. I'm third right now. And I got some pieces, but, you know, it's just the defense. I think if I get some more defensive players that get me 10 tackles or more, I might sneak some victories in.
Man, you know, I had a good run. I won.
That Derek Carr pick hurt me, though.
Right? You know, he's definitely regressed. I have had him a couple years now, and he's not helping much. But thankfully, I have got Kirk Cousins as my main starter that I can fall back on.
See, I got Tom Brady, but you know, Tom Brady, you know, I want consistency. Sometimes he'll have you a bad game, you know, a 200-300 guy game, which is great. But I thought Derek Carr was going to blow the league up this year, and he sure didn't. He blew it up. You're right. Definitely blew it up.
Interesting to note that Derek Carr, the quarterback down in Oakland, he had to be reassured this past week that he is their starter moving forward since they're having issues and not winning nearly as much as they want down in Oakland.
I tell you what, with John Gruden, anybody is subject to leave, okay? He might be willing and dealing everybody in there. It kind of reminds me of what Jimmy Johnson did in Dallas. He traded Herschel Walker for a whole lot of picks, and he got a championship team. So maybe Gruden's on to something. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing with most teams. When you do a big change and you bring in a big-time coach like a John Gruden there in Oakland, or similar to when Mike Holmgren came to Seattle, or even Pete Carroll more recently, Those coaches want players that fit their style.
They sure do. They sure do. I think I second that. And you know, Gruden's a tough coach to play for. And I you know, with all those draft picks he has, he can develop some players. I think he's going to still will and deal. I think he wants a lot of draft picks. I really do think so.
So what are you looking forward to?
Players, you know?
Proof in the play, the guest co-host tonight here with me on the double. Now, Proof, what are you looking forward to as we're halfway through the NFL season? What are you looking to see the rest of the way?
I'm looking to see, you know, I think my Hawks got the identity right now. So I hope they can win, sneak a couple games out, get in the wild card. Hopefully, you know, I'm wishing on a star right now. I think that, you know, it's some teams that really are on the bubble right now to being some great teams. And I for some reason, I just think New England is going to pull it out again. Just something tells me that New England is going to put it all together.
Oh, don't tell us that. Come on, Proof.
I mean, NFL's running like Donald Trump anyway. And I think that, you know, they're the best politicians out there.
Right?
So, I haven't seen Tom Brady really fail like that so much. So, they got great pieces around them. Everybody's kind of staying healthy. They're up right now 9-3, so that means they didn't have no touchdowns yet. See, Brady don't get you a lot of touchdowns. Maybe, maybe not. You know, one game he'll stink it up, might not get you, but 2-3 touchdowns. But Carr killed me when I started him this year.
You know what those Patriots are like? They're like that lion or that tiger that's just waiting in the weeds, just hanging out in the tall grass. It sees you, you don't see it, and then bam, before you know it, the Patriots are on you and you're in trouble.
You know what? And it happens like that all year. Like every year, everybody all hyped up about teams and this, that, and the third, you know, but you still got to think about the Patriots at the end of the day, right? But then, like you said, they're in the woods, in their bushes. You don't see them too much. They don't say too much. And wada bing, another championship. I think they're poised to do it. Their defense is kind of lacking so much so, but I want to see who's going to come out of the NFC, though. I really think the Chiefs can really do something. I think the Chiefs and the Patriots game is going to be an epic game if it comes down to them getting to the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Patriots, though. But that Mahomes fella is playing MVP type of football right now at such a young age.
You're not kidding. Those Chiefs look very dangerous. But you know what? Don't get caught sleeping on the team coming to town this week to face the Seahawks. The LA Chargers, 5-2, very, very quietly.
Yeah, very quietly. I think they haven't had so much hype over the years, and I think they've been really grinding. I think that's a team, too, to beat, as well as the Saints in the NFC. I think the Saints and I think the Chargers in the AFC as well. It's going to be a great, great matchup.
You know, Proof, what's the bottom line of the majority of these teams we're talking about? that are good or have been good for years. The quarterback, the Tom Brady in New England, the Breeze in New Orleans, Patrick Mahomes, young up-and-comer in Kansas City, Seattle's Russell Wilson, Jared Goff doing great things down in L.A. for the Rams, who are still somehow undefeated. How about that game, the Packers and the Rams yesterday?
Man, that was an epic game. I don't think too many people want to fool with Aaron Rodgers, okay? But that was a great win, L.A., man. L.A. was really poised. They got it. They got out of it. That doesn't normally happen. Aaron Rodgers usually gets you out of there.
Yeah, of course, all of the Pacific Northwest and the 12s were rooting for the Packers on that day. And it just didn't happen. The Rams pulled it out, a last-second field goal for the win. And Seattle's schedule doesn't get much easier. Chargers on Sunday, then a short week. The Packers come to town for Thursday night football. That's actually in 2 weeks because Seattle gets the Rams in 2 weeks down in L.A.
So how do you feel about the Seahawks' chances of making the playoffs?
Right now, they are right where they need to be. They're in the thick of it. And if you look at the last five games, they are one of the hottest teams in the league, both in scoring offense, rushing yards. That offensive line has come together very nicely.
Yes, I think so, too. I think Russell Wilson still being the magician that he's always been. I think that people are making plays now, which is great. And the run game is really helping Russell Wilson. I think that offensive line giving a push and letting these running backs really run and run hard, man, is really helping us out.
Yeah, and it's really a big change from the first two games of the season when the offensive line was porous and terrible and Russell couldn't stay upright. He was getting sacked and hit left and right. And all of a sudden, they get a few pieces either healthy or eligible to play, like a DJ Fluker, a Sweezy, and the line is just gelling right now.
Yeah, and I think they're gelling right in the nick of time. I think we can really be poised to really make a great, great run.
And I think the caveat to all that is Seattle's got six of their final nine games at CenturyLink at home because they've played so many games in the first half of the season on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing like playing at home. Our fans are bar none top of the league around here, and we're going to come and bring it. We know we need to win the wild card race, and I think we're poised and ready to do it. We're right in the thick of things, man. Everybody's right there, one game over or under right now. So I think we can really make a nice push.
That's the voice of guest host Proof in the Play. My name is Sean Wally here on The Double. We'll go ahead and get to our first break and come on back with big-time guest number one tonight, none other than Terry Holloman, right after this on The Double with the Double S Express.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no craving. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
What's my image?
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
Everybody get up. Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally, normally joined by Sean Boyd, but filling in for Sean tonight is Proof in the Play. And right now we're bringing in a big time guest tonight. That is none other than former University of Washington Husky, Terry Holloman. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, man, you didn't tell me I was going to be on with Proof in the Play, man. Shoot, I would prepared a little better.
Hey, T. Holla, we bring it big time. You know that. We're trying to do it barbershop style.
I heard that, man. What's going on, fellas? Glad to be with you tonight.
All right, Terry, let's get it over with. Your dogs down in Cal, what the heck happened?
Man, I wish I knew, man. The dogs have been making me look bad on the road all season long. I've been predicting them to win every single game that they played on the road this far, and they've made me look terrible, man. They just fell apart, man. I've been trying to put my finger on what's happening with this team. This season, you know, they have all the talent in the world and something is just not clicking. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I just noticed right off the bat. And number one is that they don't play with a lot of passion. They don't play with a lot of fire. And it's just really kind of some hope on the sideline and on the field. And that's not going to win a lot of football games in big time college football.
Do you think at all, Terry, that's a reflection of Chris Peterson and his coaching style?
I think it is. You know, I've talked about it a couple of times earlier this year on my show as well, that, you know, Chris Peterson is the guy that's kind of, you know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, just kind of takes care of business. And, I think these guys have kind of adopted that attitude, kind of a business-like approach to every game, workmanlike, every game, not get too high, not get too low. But I think that, you know, that's not, in my opinion, that's not college football. You know, when you turn on college football, you turn it on for the raw emotion, you turn it on for the excitement. You understand that these kids are not at the next level yet, and they're not playing for a paycheck. They're playing for pride most of the time. They're playing for reputation. They're playing to represent their friends and family back at home. And you usually see a little bit more spunk than that. And so that, again, part of the problem that I'm seeing with these Huskies.
Go ahead, Proof. You there? You got something for Terry?
Yes, I'm here. It's Proof. Terry, I got a question for you since you were talking about, you know, the pride and the intensity. The Apple Cup is coming up. Do you think that they can find some intensity for the biggest rivalry we have in the state?
Bro, they're going to have to. I mean, you find it every year. You know, the Cougars end up playing their best game of the year usually versus the Huskies, and which is tough to say this year because the Cougars are playing out of this world with that quarterback, Garner Minshew. He's throwing up for like 1,000-2,000 yards per game. So yeah, these Huskies, I would hope they get some passion, some fire before the Apple Cup. But definitely by the time Apple Cup rolls around, you know, cause those are the guys most of the time that these Huskies grew up playing with, playing against. A lot of guys that are in state that you knew. Some of these guys that all came up from California to Washington State. And so there's obviously a natural rivalry there just from that alone. So yeah, hopefully they get their fire up for that one.
Yes, I sure hope so. Now, Terry, I've been watching you from afar for a long time, and I wanted to know how you got the barbershop, the radio show, and all of that good stuff. How did you get that started?
Well, like, I appreciate that, man. First and foremost, I've been watching you too, man. I know we've been trying to hook up for a while. We need to go ahead and make that happen. But first of all, you know, a long time ago, I just used to have a Facebook page. And I used to talk mess on it all the time. I would say something every day, whether it just be quirky, sports related, or current events related. And ultimately, somebody from one of the major radio stations reached out to me and asked me had I ever thought about being on the radio. And I said, no, because I never had. I had never thought about it one time. So
So she said, you know, I talked to some people down here at the station about you and the things you do, come up with an idea and, come down and pitch it. So the concept that I had was, hey, I've been in playing sports my entire life. I've been in the locker room with these athletes. I still know some of these guys that are still playing. I would like to have a show where we talk to people like you would just be having a normal conversation. Like, where would you do it at? Like, maybe in a barber shop. So that was the concept. And I needed a co-host that was really fresh, you know, after, and that had still connections with some of the players, somebody that had some rapport. And so it naturally went to a guy named Lawyer Malloy. And that was my best friend for the last 25 years. I asked him, did he want to do the show with me? He was unavailable. So then we asked Mark Trufant. He was like, yeah, let's do this. And so really to cut out a lot of stuff in between that, that's what happened. That's how we came up with the barbershop, and we've been rolling ever since.
Man, I really appreciate what you do. You're definitely an inspiration for me, so I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I like your work, brother.
Man, Terry, so the barbershop is – so were you just telling us and all of our, you know, 7 million listeners that – that you were the brainchild, the brain trust of Barbershop 206?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much how it started. Yep. I came up with the idea. Like I said, a lady from Clear Channel at the time reached out to me, asked me to come up with an idea, and I did. I reached out to the people I knew, and then the rest goes from there.
Man, that's awesome. That's great work. And it's amazing how things just come to fruition, and you weren't even thinking of radio and broadcasting, and now you've got that show. You're emceeing events. You hosted a celebrity basketball game with me. You're all over TV, whether it's New Day Northwest on King or you're with Aaron Levine on Q13. Man, A, how do you keep your schedule straight? And B, what is more nerve-wracking, playing college football or doing this whole TV radio broadcast bit?
Keep my own schedule. I can't. My wife does that. I'm kind of simple when it comes to that. I let somebody else do it. There's too much going on, man. I have 4 kids on top of that. So if I don't know, man, if they don't have my schedule for me, I'm lost in the sauce. So that's number one. Google Calendar helps out a lot as well. And I would have to say, honestly, it's up in the air about college football or television and radio stuff. I'm always nervous when I do either one, but it's always a good nervous. It's not a nervous that I don't know what I'm doing or I'm second guessing myself. It's always a nervousness of like, I want to be completely prepared when I go out here and I want to show out, whether that's on the radio, whether it's on TV, whether it's in football. But I will say this, there is something to be said about standing. Cause what I used to do at UW, my first couple of years, is I was the kick returner. I don't know if you guys knew that. I used to stand out there on the goal line at the beginning of the game with 70,000 people staring at me, as 100 feet in the air with 11 crazy dudes running down the field directly at me, wanting to cause me bodily harm. And I don't want this ball to bounce off my head. So that was oftentimes nerve-wracking too. So a little bit of both, man. Both are kind of nerve-wracking.
Terry Holloman joining us here on the double. Terry, what has been your greatest moment, greatest memory of this whole TV radio broadcasting experience?
Oh man, I really can't put one in particular. I've got to meet so many great people, you know what I'm saying, over the years, do some great interviews, talk to some people that do some amazing things in the community. Probably the memorable, most important thing that I've ever done with this. Our first year getting started, we were on the air at one of the local stations here, and I got a phone call to get involved with I don't know if you guys remember, but about 4 years ago, there was a shooting in Marysville at the high school where one of the students came in and shot the school, and some students lost their lives. And Marcus and myself went up to Marysville and took them a bunch of Seahawk gear, went and visited the younger brother of one of the victims at his elementary school, got him out of school in front of his friends, and walked around with him at the we actually got another company, Seattle City Lights, to donate Christmas lights to them that year.
And so that was just one of my most memorable moments, probably the most rewarding moment of doing this entire barbershop thing, being able to give back to that community when they needed something.
Yeah, Terry, I think that you've been doing a fabulous job. And, you know, for people that will want to, you know, do a little more in radio and TV, what would you suggest for them? Like, what would be their main ingredients in trying to be successful in radio and in video?
Well, right now, like I said, our avenue, our route to this was a little bit different because I had some, you know, I had the ability to say, hey, I'm with Marcus Trufant, a Pro Bowler, somebody that everybody loves. That being said, if I did not have that, I would still say the same thing. We have a lot of opportunities and avenues at our disposal today in 2018 to reach people. And I think that's the number one most important thing, your ability to reach people, whether that's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, whatever medium you have at your fingertips. And it really doesn't cost a thing. You got to build up your audience and have something to say, man. Bring something unique to the people and make sure that they love you. And I think that's the number one thing from the beginning. Go with something that you love, you're passionate about, and reach the people. And once you reach the people, man, just continue to make that thing grow.
Yeah. And you know, I'm trying to make it grow. I'm in an avenue where I love and I'm very passionate about what I do. And it kind of fell into my lap just like you did. And I'm just trying to pick your brain to see what I can do a little better to do things. But now, I got a question now. Do you follow high school sports at all in the 206 area?
I do as much as I can. I have, my challenge is I have, four kids, and my daughter plays, high school basketball way up here in Snohomish, so I'm tied in with that a lot. But I do as much as possible.
Snohomish is good.
Yeah, well, see that Glacier Peak, but yeah, I watch as much as I can. I absolutely stay in tune.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Well, I appreciate all that you do, man. You running around crazy. You almost like Superman. I know they gave you a Superman shirt for Father's Day at least once already.
I got some Superman drawers, believe it or not, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, before you get me off here, since you brought up high school and sports and whatnot, let me ask you, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Who is the team to beat this year in the state of Washington for men's high school basketball?
For high school basketball, well, I can tell you it's about three that really can really do something in 3A. And that's Eastside Catholic. They're very young, but they've been the state titles already before. O'Day Paulo is number 5 in the nation, in his class. And I think that he's going to be a very, very good kid, but they got a good young nucleus around him. Big Norton Williams, he's a senior. They got a nucleus of seniors and freshmen that could really help him. I think they're a guard or two away from really being effective in the state title. And then you got Rainier Beach. I mean, they got so much talent there. I just don't know if all of them are going to lock in defensively like Mike Bethea would want to. But for right now, Eastside Catholic, Rainier Beach, and O'Day are the three to really to beat in 3A right now. And 4A is Gonzaga Prep and Federal Way, baby. Gonzaga Prep won it last year and in dramatic fashion, but Jalen McDaniels is top 5 in the nation.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I think he wants some revenge for that loss he had last year. So, it's going to be a big. Hey, it's just going to be big. That's all I could be. From a sports junk, you know, a high school basketball junk, I'm telling you, it's going to be big this year.
Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not get that man a spot on a regular radio station on a regular time, at a regular spot in the said city of Seattle, something is wrong. Proof in the play knows what he's talking about, y'all.
I'm just trying to be better than everything else, one by one, day by day.
Yes, sir.
And I'm always researching Terry, though. You know, the barbershop is where it's at. He sets the bar for what time it is. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Terry Holloman, a very busy man. You've got an event coming up November 5th. It's Marcus Trufant's Trufant Family Foundation 15th annual Celebrity Bowling and Billiard Classic at Acme Bowl in Tukwila, Washington. And you will be emceeing that event. Should be a great night.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. 15 years they've been doing it, man, and it's always a star-studded event. Like I said, in the past, we've had Doug Baldwin out there, KJ Wright, Bobby Wagner, when they were here, Richard Sherman and, Marshawn Lynch have been in effect. So make sure you come on out, man. You never know who's going to be there. Some of your favorite Seahawks past and present will definitely be in the house.
According to the Trufant Family Foundation website, Deion Jordan, J.D. McKissick, among other current Seattle Seahawks, to be there for a fun night. Of course, hopefully, after a victory on Sunday over those Chargers.
That's right. I know. We're looking forward. The Seahawks are looking good right now, so that should be a, you know, we're on the right path with those guys. Unexpectedly, for most of us who thought they were going to not do as well as they are going to do, they've been doing. Hopefully, they'll keep that track up going.
Good things going on for the pro team in Seattle for sure. Terry Holloman, thanks for your time, your insight, Barbershop 206, and get on out to the Trufant Family Foundation Celebrity Bowling and Billiards Classic Acme Bowl in Tukwila on November 5th. Terry, appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
There goes Terry Holloman in Snohomish, Washington. From UW up north to Snohomish, doing great things all over TV, radio, and everything in between here in Seattle. Proof.
Oh, yeah, man. He's doing a great job, man. And I, like I said, man, Barbershop Talk Radio, man, he's always in the thick of things, man.
Man, Proof, got to love that. Terry giving you a shout out, telling people to put you on the radio. Well, hey, I think I'm doing that right about now.
Hey! Big shout out to Wally. Hey, Sean Wally, always been a good person to me, man, ever since he met me, and I appreciate the opportunity. I'm just pinch hitting. I'm pinch hitting, trying to get on base right now.
Well, it's definitely great to have you on the bench and willing to come on the show and spread your knowledge. And we'll have a few more minutes to hear about all that knowledge and what you think about the sports world as we get to our final break. Come on back. This is On the Double with the Double S Express.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back on the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally, normally joined by Sean Boyd, but coming off the bench, filling in nicely. Proof in the play. Proof, are you having a good time tonight?
Oh, man, I'm having a good time. I feel like Vinny Johnson in the 88 Pistons coming off the bench.
Wow, that's bringing back some memories.
Hey, he was microwaving it. I'm heating up right now, Wally.
Nice. So, since you mentioned something about the NBA, something I don't talk much about on this show since they uprooted the Sonics 10 years ago, but there was a preseason NBA game back in Seattle at Key Arena. I was there working for ESPN. proof? Did you get a chance to watch it? Were you there by chance?
I got a chance to watch it. Unfortunately, the checks and balances of the account didn't work out well, and I didn't get a ticket. But I did watch it on television. I really appreciate Kevin Durant really giving the tribute to our city that really needs a basketball team. I think that was part of our heartbeat of the city, was having all our sports teams here. The Sonics was something amazing. I think it's going to come back. Hopefully before my lifetime, it comes back. But big shout out to Kevin Durant though. Steph Curry's going, cook it up. He's the chef.
Man, that was such a great sight to see. Not only Key Arena packed with people, but so many in green and gold, Sonic colors, Kevin Durant jerseys, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, you name it, just having that place just rocking like it should have been the last 10 years. And how ironic is it that the final event at Key Arena, now that it's shut down for renovations, was an NBA game?
Isn't that great? We exit out, but the reason we left was because it wasn't renovations. And now the last game that's being played, was right before renovations. So that's kind of ironic, but I just appreciate that. Hopefully the renovations are going to be great and we can use that for leverage to get a better team. I just think we need a team here. That's my thing. And I think you and me both don't watch enough NBA basketball because we don't have the sign.
That's exactly right. I think all in all, I've watched one half of one game in 10 years, and it was Golden State against Oklahoma City, and I wanted to make sure that the former Sonics definitely lost. But man, yeah, it's just amazing seeing so many former Sonic greats over the 41-year history of the franchise that were in attendance at that game. You had Gary Payton. You had Detlef Schrempf. You had Lenny Wilkins, Bill Russell, you name it, just on down the list. And, other Seattle notables, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, Bobby Wagner, Macklemore was there. The city dignitaries from the mayor to the chief of police, the governor. I mean, it was a huge spectacle.
I think people realize how important the Sonics was to us. And I think by having all of those people come and the dignitaries come, they showing the importance of bringing the Seattle back. Now let's really do something about bringing us back, because it's something that's needed. The city would need it. It would thrive off of it. We have a lot of new buildings coming up and a lot of new things going up. And it would be nice to see something come back that's been here since, 74, if I'm not mistaken. Well, when did the Seahawks, the Sonics come about?
67, I believe.
67.
Yeah, 41 years. Yeah, so 40 years would have been 2007. So, yeah, 2008 was 41. Yep.
Sheesh.
And that's something. And in the blink of an eye, poof, it was gone.
Man, that doesn't even seem right. That would, in a blink of an eye, is gone. And I think that if they would, the attendance, everything would be so up in there because we miss it so much. I think this is a basketball city, to be honest with you. We produce a lot of basketball players here. And that's just the truth of the matter. And I would love for the Sonics to be back and up and rocking. But until then, we're going to keep going to these high school basketball games. That's what I thrive myself on. That's where I met Sean at. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm getting into high school football as well. But it's kind of, it's a trial and error thing. But a big shout out to Matt Prissett, ABC Jams Production. He gave me a big opportunity of learning how to broadcast a little better. Sean Wiley always giving me pointers. Shout out to Pat Boyd, all the whole crew at ABC Jam Production. I appreciate them a lot for giving me that opportunity.
Yeah, and speaking of, it's playoff time coming up here soon for high school football. So we know the newly renovated, speaking of building renovations, the Tacoma Dome went through a $30 million facelift. So that should be a good time, having the Gridiron Classic at the newly renovated dome.
A prime example
Oh, just got, I unmuted it for a second. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, so I was just saying that, speaking of playoffs, it's about that time for football getting down to the wire, and the Tacoma Dome having their $30 million renovation should be a great venue to see how that looks now with the Gridiron Classic coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're going to really see what's really happening with that. I hope and wish that it'd be a great, I think it's going to be a great, man, it's going to be great. The state championship football is coming up in March, the basketball. I think that, hopefully the renovation is good. It is a little cold in there at times, but hopefully that renovation, it looks better than it's been from the start, because they had a lot of old designs in there. Maybe they spark up the designs and make it a better experience.
Yeah, it's hopefully you're right. It's not a very warm and inviting, or wasn't a very warm and inviting place. And maybe they were able to change that with the $30 million they spent to upgrade that. And how ironic, it's not really ironic at all. It was planned this way, that their renovations were over the summer. They shut down the dome for the summer, did the renovations, and planned it to open when Key Arena shut down so they could open up their schedule to take in what Key Arena cannot.
Yes. And I think that's going to help. I think we need the metro area needs to work together as a whole and really, bring as much experience, to this metro area as possible. We're growing and we should be able to cheer on from Vancouver to Vancouver, I think.
It's a good way to look at it. Absolutely good way to look at it. Now, Proof, since you are the high school basketball king of knowledge around the Pacific Northwest, what is going on with, I guess I need to say, former head coach Brandon Roy at Garfield? He's just taking a break. Is that really what's going down at Garfield?
That's what it was said. He's taking a leave of absence for personal reasons, and the interim coach will be the interim coach is there. I think that in a year or two, maybe after that, he'll be fine. And he'll be coming back to coaching. I really haven't spoken to Brandon about his leave of absence, and I don't think he's talked to a whole lot of people about it per se. But I do think that they're going to be just fine. The new coach is going to give them the same culture that Brandon Roy. It might not be such an NBA quality coaching, but quality player coaching. But I think Javon is a great coach, and he's going to show them the Bulldog way. So I think they're going to have a great season. They're not going to be as talented as they were last year, but they're going to have a great season.
Time for the hard-hitting, investigative, journalistic question, Proof. Do you think everything is and was on the up and up under Brandon Roy? Is he stepping away for just personal reasons, or might there be state legality issues with his program?
That could be here nor there. I wouldn't put it past anyone to think or for that to be done. But like I've always said around here, this is the wild, wild metro. So I've seen a lot of things pass and go. So I don't know. I really believe that Brandon had a personal thing going on that he had to, get all the way squared away first before he comes back and really give his all in the coach.
Well, I've had a few of Garfield's games last year on the NFHS network with ABC Jam Productions doing play-by-play, and Brandon was always cordial and nice to me when I'd shake his hand and talk to him about his team. And, hopefully he, gets rejuvenated and comes back bigger and better than ever.
And Javon Nickens, he's going to be a great person to talk to as a head coach. He's going to be a great person to talk to. He's going to know his team very well. That's a fact. Javon Nickens is going to really, and he coached with Brandon Roy. So he has some of that experience of those state championships they won with Nathan Hale and Garfield. So he's going to really show them the Bulldog way. And in 98, he won a state championship with Jerry Petty. So he knows how to win.
Jerry Petty. Now, that's a great guy and a great coach as well. Yes. There at Cleveland High School.
Yes, it is. That's a great friend of mine. He's a great mentor to these kids, but as well, he shows by example, and he tough as nails as far as a coach. He really demands a great effort amongst his team. So I can't wait to see him, his team play. He has a brand new bunch. His seniors that he went into coaching with, left, meaning CJ Ellaby, he's at Wazoo, and, Jaleel Breedland, which is at Central Washington right now. So those two leaving him, that's a big, you know, blow to his program right now. He got to figure out how to rebuild and find some new pieces, but I think he'll be fine. He's one of the better coaches in Metro.
Right. Those are some really big shoes to fill. I had a lot of Cleveland games as well, you know, getting to know Coach Petty a little bit and those players. And I happened to be at Cleveland one night when doing play-by-play, when none other than Ernie Kent, Washington State's head coach, was there to watch his recruit, CJ Ellaby. And it was awesome seeing Ernie Kent in Seattle at the high school. I've worked with Ernie Kent previously with Pac-12 Network before he got back into coaching at Wazoo. So it was nice to shake hands with Coach Kent and see him checking out his recruit.
And you can tell how special CJ Ellaby is. If Ernie Kent goes all the way from Pullman, come down to Seattle, watch his recruit. CJ was my shooter. He's always going to be my shooter. I'm expecting very big things out of him at Wazoo. So I expect him out of all my baller homies that are in college right now. Big ups to all of them. Kid Groovy, aka Kevin Porter, aka he got two bags, one for the body, one for the tricks. Okay, he's going to be a tremendous talent at UCLA. There's so many talent. I can go on for days, Wally. I can't really.
Proof in the play. I don't know how you have time to know all this because there's so many teams and so many players. What's your secret?
I take long blinks. I don't sleep, especially during basketball season. I got to find them players that really are standing out and trying to find and trying to put forth effort to be a great basketball player. So I just take long blinks, don't sleep too much, sleep when I can, but I'm always in the gym. I try to be in the gym at least 5 days out of the week, trying to find kids, trying to see how these kids develop and really take into them, man. You know, they're my baller homies. I think of them as superheroes. It takes a real super person to be a student athlete, so.
That is the voice of Proof. Proof in the Play. Find him on Facebook. That's Proof, the letter N, the play. Proof, it's been fun, man. Hope you had a great time. Thank you so much for pinch hitting for my man, Sean Boyd. And hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yes, man. Hopefully I got on base for Sean Boyd, man. Appreciate you guys letting me come on in.
There is Proof in the Play for Doug and Don Newsome down at BBS Radio. My name is Sean Wally. Thanks to Terry Holloman being here tonight on The Double. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time right here on The Double with the Double S Express.
Thanks for listening to On The Double with the Double S Express. Join us next Monday for some more great sports talk and big-time guests on The Double with the Double S Express.